Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 8:46, 14 till 9. Quickly to New Orleans City Council member Leslie Harris, representing District B, which includes the Warehouse District, where, unfortunately, that mass shooting took place. Council member, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Thoughts on what happened outside of the Republic?
It's really a tragic incident, one that should not have happened. I'm just deeply saddened by the murder of a 24-year-old woman and the injury of all the others. So, you know, I just really don't have a lot of words about it. Other than to the people who perpetrated the crime, there are crime cameras in the area. There are really cameras everywhere throughout District B, and there are witnesses. And so I think that a swift arrest should be forthcoming because we caught them on tape.
Ann Kirkpatrick is going to be testifying before a state Senate committee today about the carve-out, I guess, for the city or the French Quarter when it comes to the permitless carry. What would you like to see the legislature do?
I think that there really should be a carve-out for the entire city of New Orleans. And if not the entire city of New Orleans, then specifically the areas where we know that there are tourists who come in, where there are events. So districts B and C are the main areas where events occur. And we know that people get drunk, people imbibe and people get angry. And having guns involved in that, it really concerns me. So I hope that they expand the carve out to not only the French Quarter, but the CBD and other areas in District B.
Just to understand, do you know if she's talking about the probable carve out for probable cause, or to make it back where you couldn't conceal carry unless you had a permit? That's what that, or maybe it's both. You would have to have a permit. You're an attorney. Walk me through this.
Yeah. So currently, you'd have to have a permit to carry concealed. What the law, as I'm understanding, is that you don't need a permit to carry concealed anymore. So this would be a carve out for that. And as far as probable cause, I'm not quite sure about her stance on it, but I do think that that should be a carve out as well. We know that arrests are made in high traffic areas where police suspect that someone is carrying an illegal weapon. And so that requires probable cause to pat them down and detain them. So I'm hoping that she's advocating for both the carve out for the permit as well as for probable cause.
Because I'd gotten a couple of different opinions from attorneys where if you have to have, wait, let me get myself straight here, Leslie, before I mess it up, that's what it was, to make sure that you are able to conceal carry without a permit, but you were not violating any of the other conditions, that it would be enough to say that, okay, well, I see you got a bump in your coat. You're carrying concealed, but I want to make sure that you're not a convicted felon and that you can legally own a gun. And I'd heard one attorney tell me, yeah, that would be probable cause, and another tell me, no, it wouldn't, as it stands now. So I guess that's what they're trying to clarify in Baton Rouge today.
And listen, I'm not a criminal attorney, so they probably have more insight on that, but what I really hope to see is a carve out for this permitless carry in districts B and C, but really all of New Orleans, because we know that there are events that take place all over the city where people, again, drink and incidents pop off, and having guns with that, we see what happens.
Yeah, I was looking at an article from NOLA.com about the different, if you want to call them, mass shootings that have happened in history, mm-hmm. the recent history. All told, 72 people injured, 6 killed with the large-scale shootings that go back to 2014. We'll take a break. I'm going to pick it up here. We'll come back with Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, and talk about crime specifically in District B, in a warehouse district. Up until this, it seemed like a fairly safe place. And to me, it seems like this is a one-off, and not to disrespect any part of it at all, but sometimes people just do evil, vicious, angry, stupid things, and there's no way to prevent it. We'll talk about crime in general with Leslie Harris when we come back. 8:51, 9 till 9, Traffic Now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:56 now, 4 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. You know, people hear what they want. Some people have arguments in their own head. Somebody texts in, oh, yeah, right, Tucker, the latest concealed carry law was the reason for the recent mass shooting. New Orleans didn't have shootings before the latest law. Get real. Nobody said that. You're having an argument in your own head. Nobody said that at all. Somebody else texted in about disarming the populace and gun-free zones and all that. The only thing that Ann Kirkpatrick is looking for New Orleans to be carved out of the permitless carry law, where correct. You can still carry concealed if you have a permit, correct?
That is correct. That's absolutely correct.
All right.
So again, if you have a permit, a proper permit, you can carry concealed. That's not what she's arguing against.
And the other side of it, Leslie, if I might get in, is that NOPD took a bunch of guns off the street at Mardi Gras from people who shouldn't have had them from using the probable cause of carrying a concealed gun without a permit, and that would take that away from them, correct?
That's correct. And I think there were over 150 guns seized during Mardi Gras from people who did not have the proper permit to carry concealed on Mardi Gras routes, which is terrifying.
And from that, it lends itself to outstanding warrants, attachments, et cetera, and you want proactive policing. Well, that's kind of what it is. Somebody did text in, I live in a warehouse district. That part of St. Peter's where the shooting happened is very dark, no streetlights. How much of a problem is that in a district?
Throughout the city of New Orleans, we have a problem with streets and areas being dark. We, as a city council, have allocated money to brighten and get additional lighting on the streets of New Orleans. It's a matter of procurement and the administration actually going through the proper process of procuring a company to light the city. And we keep pressing on this. We ask DPW every day about streetlights. My constituent services person, Matthew, has a list, a growing list of areas where there are no streetlights. And again, we push every single day on trying to light the area.
Ghazan Corban told me last week that that some of the flooding happened at one of the stations, or at least a power failure, because people cut into the conduit trying to steal the copper. I know we've had the same problem with streetlights. Is there any way to fix any of that to keep people from trying to steal copper out of things that affect everybody else with streetlights or pumping station power?
Yeah, so there are lights, and there are configurations of lights where it's harder to cut into them. I mean, if people are going to find a way to steal no matter what, we need to also make sure that the places that take scrap metal are not taking these copper wires, because that really is where we can block the source. If they stop taking the copper, the stolen copper, then people will stop stealing the copper. So, again, we're also working on that, Tommy.
Seems like some low-hanging fruit. Thank you, Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Councilmember. I appreciate your time. When we come back, we're talking to Courtney Jackson, CNET streaming, senior streaming editor, about cutting a cord. And I have somebody texting me earlier, a cable employee that cut the cord because they wouldn't negotiate his bill, and he's saving a ton of money.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.